Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, that music right there would be the sound of horny little butterflies. You know, the ones that get in your stomach as soon as you see somebody that you find attractive. Well, Andrea is on the phone, and she has a bad case of the horny butterflies.
Oh, no.
Because she met a guy named Tim at her friend's work party. They hung out for a little while, even after the work party, and ended the night with a romantic kiss. But now he's not calling her back. She actually was able to text him and say, "That was fun. We should do that again." And he just said, "Thanks." So apparently he's not hearing the same horny butterfly music that she's hearing in her head. But we're about to see if we can get him on the phone and find out why he's not calling her back. Andrea?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Oh. I guess.
Are you regretting doing this after being labeled as a horny butterfly girl?
You know, I guess I'll wait to hear what he has to say until I regret it.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and find out why he's not calling you back. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is Tim there?
Yeah, this is Tim. Who's this?
Tim, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Cool.
Sorry, how'd you get this number?
Glad we got that out of the way. I got your phone number from somebody who listens to our show. They wanted me to call you.
You're a radio station calling me?
Yes. I am the entire station.
Mm. Music and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is this like a prize or something? What's this about?
No, it's actually a segment we do on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. You recently went out with a girl named Andrea. Do you remember her?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Whoa.
That's not, yeah. That's usually not what people like to hear when their name is brought up. Just, ugh, but.
Yeah, it's like an awkward situation there, man.
Really? Whoa. Andrea emailed us and told us a little bit about your date, how she thought you were awesome. But when she texted you asking if you guys could hang out again, all you did was text her back and say thanks.
Yeah, I was trying to, you know, be nice.
All right. Did she do something to piss you off? She swears the date you guys had was awesome.
It was fine. This is weird to say. The date was fine. I can't date her.
What? You sounded, wow. I mean, the way she described it, you sounded like you were really into her.
Yeah, everything was going fine. I like her. I think she's cute.
So what's the big issue then?
Her dad. I hate her dad.
What?
Whoa!
How do you know her dad?
What?
It's like, it's complicated. But the guy's a slime ball.
Her dad's a slime ball? Did you meet him?
No, not when we were out. I met him like a long time ago, and I don't even really want to explain it to her, to be honest.
Did you know that who her dad was when you took her to the second bar and
no.
You guys kissed? And
no, it was only afterwards. I looked her up on like Facebook and saw, you know, what her last name was and who she's related to, and I guess I'll tell you, her dad owns this like car dealership.
Cool.
And a couple of years ago, I bought a car from him, a used car, and the guy totally screwed me over. It was like the worst I've ever been taken advantage of in my life.
Oh,
how
what?
Random is that?
Small world.
I know, man. I know. I was not expecting it. He gave me a car and the horrible interest rate. And it was one of my first times, like, getting a car, you know, on my own. So, like, I didn't know any better, really. But, like, the guy totally took advantage of me. And, and that was, like, a big turning point in my life. Like, no joke. Like, I was like, I don't want to be taken advantage of anymore. Like, I get smarter about this stuff. But I also, like, I want to prevent myself from that type of thing happening again. And I never want to see this guy again.
Okay, so wait. You don't want to talk to her because you think her dad, like, she could be like her dad, or because you are afraid of this going into a relationship and you having to meet her dad?
Well, first of all, she lives with her parents, so I'm guessing if into a relationship, I would run into the guy sooner or later.
Right.
And I don't know if I can control myself around him, to be honest. Like, I'm not going to be able to shake that guy's hand, you know?
But it could be, like, the ultimate form of revenge. I mean,
To be honest, like, that actually went through my head, like, oh, I should just, like, you know, I should sleep with her and then, you know, get back at this guy.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not that type of guy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Man, you're a way better dude than I am, because if somebody screwed me over on a car, I would do that in a heartbeat. I'd go over there just to have dinner with him and stare him in the face and shake his hand and be like, guess what I just did. And you're positive that that's her dad.
100%. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Why wouldn't you just tell her that?
Who wants, like, to hear that I can't date you because your dad's a
true.
Like, yeah. I need her to feel bad about it. Like, she raised her. I'm guessing she knows. And, like, I don't, like, maybe she doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe if you guys were dating for a little while and it was, like, at the point where you had to be around family members, like, I can't be around your dad ever. But this is the first time you're hanging out and you realize her dad is the guy that screwed you over 3 years ago.
Yeah, like, why not cut the cord now and, like, say trouble down the line?
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for telling us why. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate hearing about people getting screwed over and people being lied to, you know?
Yeah, no, it's the worst.
Yeah, that's probably why I should have told you this earlier, but she is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Tim. It's Andrea.
Hey.
You heard that entire thing?
Yeah. I heard everything you said about me and my dad.
I didn't say anything bad about you.
It's a good point.
No, I know, but you've been ignoring me because of something that wasn't even my fault, and that doesn't even sound like my dad.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, it sucks to tell this to a person. Your dad is a bad person. I guarantee you I'm not the first person he's done this to.
Excuse me, my dad is not a bad person. I'm sorry for whatever experience you feel like you had, but my dad is a good guy, and that does not sound like him. I'm sorry
for
whatever happened, but...
I'm sure he's a good guy when he's taking money out of my pocket and then giving it to you for your birthday. Like, I'm sure, like, that makes it easier to be on that side of things, but on my side of things, he's a bad guy.
Look, I'm sure it was just a misunderstanding. My dad is not a bad guy. I can't believe that you haven't let this go. How long?
It was just a couple years ago. It wasn't like when I was 10 years old.
But Tim, I mean, can't you give the guy a benefit of the doubt? Like, do you have proof that he tried to screw you over? Maybe, like, he didn't know there was something wrong with the car you bought.
Oh, come on. This is his business.
Tim, if you signed a contract on the car, that's equally on you. It's your fault for not having checked things more clearly.
Oh, my. Well, the apple certainly hasn't fallen far from the tree. That's literally what they said when I called and complained.
I am so offended right now. I don't even know what to do.
I think you guys should go out again.
Yeah, honestly, like, Andrea, I thought you were really cool. I cannot get past the fact that your dad screwed me over. So,
you know, I don't really like how you've treated me during this situation, but I'd be willing to get you together with my dad and see if he can get you a deal and make up for whatever wrong you feel like he did you.
Hey!
So, Andrea, you're kind of up for a second date if you take Tim to the car dealership and get him a better deal on a car?
Well, I mean, he clearly feels like my dad took advantage of him, and no one should feel that way. And I think my dad would agree. And I bet if he came down to the dealership, then my dad could get him into something newer and nicer. And
yeah, a cardboard box would be newer and nicer than what he sold me.
Oh, my God.
I like how the second date update has turned into a car sale. Tim, would you like to accompany Andrea to her dad's dealership one more time? See if you can get a...
No.
No?
You're crazy. You're missing out. She's a good salesman.
Yeah.
She's lucky I don't report her father to the Better Business Bureau.
You know what, Tim? I don't want to talk to you anymore. You blew your chance with me, and you blew your chance on a great new car.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe I'll see you the next President's Day weekend sale or something. Right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!